The voice of the Wyoming LaGrange Mini Fair, Gymkhana, passed away on Sunday, December 20th. Monty Hopkins was 82, and along with the Gymkhana rodeos in radio, he made a good life for himself talking. Tiffany Hopkins says her grandfather Monty was a talker from a young age.
I have heard that he just liked to talk, and my great-grandma, his mom, told him at one point, you won't ever get paid to talk, but he managed to do that. So I think he liked to talk, and he liked to tell stories and interact with people.
While Hopkins moved around some after high school, he stayed in and around the LaGrange community for most of his life.
He graduated from the Elkins Institute of Radio and Technology in Dallas, Texas, around the late 1950s, early 1960s. And then he kind of just went all over and kind of did everything. He worked in radio. He did real estate. I know that announcing rodeos was probably one of his favorite things to do. He did that quite a bit. I think he did it for over 40 years.
A longtime friend from high school, Bill Yater, founder of the LaGrange Mini Fair, brought Hopkins on as an announcer. Yater's son, Scott, explains.
Basically, when my dad was involved with it, when my dad was a chairman, he'd done the ads, and then he'd done they elected him to do the Gymkhana, you know, announce the Gymkhana and the rodeo down there at the arena. He was great. He was great help in the community. And
along with rodeo, Hopkins spent some time on the radio, including on KNEB. Tiffany says her grandfather would rope the listeners in, and in one instance had them sending him the address of singer Connie Francis to propose marriage.
Apparently he made a bet over the air with his listeners that if he got Connie Francis's address, he would write her a letter and propose to her. And before you knew it, he had all these letters pouring in with her address and contact information. And so he wrote her a letter and proposed to her on air. A magazine called TV and Radio Mirror out of New York picked up the story, and they wrote up a big article about it. And then he got a rejection letter from Connie Francis, who let him down very nicely. And she compared him to her sponsor and said, it's a tough decision marrying your sponsor. After all, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Or marrying you because of your sweet letter.
Hopkins' greatest joys in life were his family, announcing rodeos, and drinking coffee with friends, where Tiffany says he was always ready with a good story. Reporting for the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chabela Guzman.